All Things Book Review today, and we're joined by the author of the book Fear, The Spirit Against Progress, Hezekiel Mabena. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much for giving me the time.
Thank you very much for coming onto the show. Quite an interesting title that you've got with this book. I mean, it dives into fear, not just as an emotion, but as a spirit. So what inspired you to frame fear in this way? And do you have any personal experiences that have shaped your experience?
Yes, of course. First of all, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, I'm a pastor as well. So what happened is I always struggled with doing things that I knew that I could do, but I couldn't do them. And I've always wanted to know what was holding me back. Mm-hmm. And until one day I read the book of Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, where the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of sound mind, of love and power. And interesting enough, I just saw the two words like fear being used in the same sentence with spirit. So I realized, Gutimus, this thing is not only just fear or an emotion, like you said, but it's a spirit. So that's when I started to realize that fear is not just an emotion, but it's a spirit. Right. And the things that were holding me back, it was not normal. But I realized that every action that I couldn't take, that I needed to take, it was sponsored by something. And that's why I tell me fear, the spirit that is against progress.
I mean, we hear a lot these days about things like your anxiety, depression, procrastination. Those are words, I mean, you go on TikTok, and these are words that you hear all the time. And in the book, you mention that fear often disguises itself as anxiety or procrastination. What would you say are some practical tools or steps you did and would share with readers to recognize and overcome?
I think the first thing first is to recognize what fear is. Like I said, I've came to a point where I realized that fear is a spirit, one. And number two is that anything that you don't confront, it stays, or you're giving it power. So I've realized that I've got fear, and I had to confront it. And the other things that I've done to confront my fears is to start to do the things that I've always wanted to do, but I couldn't do. So because the spirit of fear is like the spirit that moves in silence, and I can even prove this to you by saying that's the reason why anxiety and all the other things, they don't have a cure. They only give you pills to numb the situation that you find yourself in. But you'll never find a pill for anxiety. Why? Because it's the spirit. And to deal with the spirit, you need the word of God to deal with it. And one of the things that I started to do was to influence my mind and to influence what I see with the word of God. Because the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing the word and hearing the word of God. That's how I started to empower myself to flush out the spirit of fear.
I love what you're saying, but I also wonder how young people kind of navigate fear, because like I said a bit earlier on, so many words are being used to cover the mask of fear, like your anxiety, depression, procrastination. Yeah. How do we attack it in the youth? How do we speak to the youth in such a way that they understand that there is a mask over all of these mental illnesses that people are starting to come out about?
I think for me, rightfully, you put it right when you say it's a mental thing. And for you to change that, you need to change your frequency. I always say you need to change your frequency. What do I mean? I mean, you need to change what you see. You need to change your news feed. Most of us, these things are fueled by what we see. This spirit is fueled by what we hear. And sometimes the things that we see, especially you are mentioning young people, we are frequently on social media, where we are on Instagram, whether we are whatever, Facebook, whatever that we see every day, whatever that we hear, it influences our actions and how we think. And I think the first point of fighting fear is to remove yourself from anything that doesn't add value to whatever that you're trying to pursue, is to remove yourself from anything that is trying to take you away from your goals. Like there are things that we see on social media now that so many misconceptions about a lot of things. And I always say, first point, we need to move or remove our news feed. Anything that doesn't feed what you're trying to do, you need to take yourself away from that. So I think for me, especially for young people, that's the first point, to say, anything that doesn't contribute positively in your life, your news feed, what you hear, what you see, remove yourself from that thing.
Mm, no, absolutely. We're running out of time, but just before I let you go, there's so much uncertainty in the world today.
Yeah.
There's so much fear. And because of that, fear feels more present than ever. What message of hope do you want the readers to walk away with after finishing the book?
Look, it's there's nothing that is impossible. You can beat this thing. It's possible. Like I'm saying, it all goes to number one. Other things that I want to add is association, things that you hear every day, people that you associate yourself with, things that you see. So for me, it's you need to be intentional. But the first point is confront your fears. If you know that you've got a fear in this area, in particular area of your life, confront that fear. Because if I can do it, that's how I won my fears. Because I would look at even people that I look up to say, if so and so can do it, I can also do it. So that's the other thing as well, to say, if so and so has done it, I can also do it. And that's how I was able to conquer my fears, because I referenced to other people who were doing what I always wanted to do. And so I said, if so and so can do it, I can also do it. And that's how I was able to take out some of my fears as well.
You know, I often say this generation has, there's a lot of hope. There is a lot of dreamers. We've got a lot of dreamers. People know what they want to do, but there is something just holding us back. There's a lot of fear that you sense, and sometimes you don't even know where it comes from. It's so sudden. So to have books such as yours really is so comforting, you know, because I think it makes one feel like, okay, I'm not walking this journey alone. There's a lot of us who
alone,
are in fear, and you just need to know how to tackle it. So thank you very much for coming onto the show. Where can people get this book?
For now, you can get it from me on my social networks and Pondos at the Builder Mabena. You can inbox me, and my number is 076-055-6072, and I will send it to you anyway in South Africa.
All right. Thank you for coming to the show. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Get yourself that book, right? Procrastination, anxiety. How many of us in a week say, oh, I'm feeling anxious today, I'm procrastinating doing 1, 2, and 3, and you don't know where it comes from? So maybe reading this book is the first step to knowing how to tackle your fears. It's Rise FM. Good morning.